The simplest test I ever took in my life wasn't a math test or a history test in school. The easiest test I ever took was a urine test. You don't have to study for it. You don't have to get textbooks all about urine. Find out what the sample questions are on the urine test. Apparently, all you have to do is pee in a cup. I can do that. Life is so simple sometimes.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I think I'm going to ace this urine test.
Whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Really?
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. You are my favorite guest. That's so stupid to say. Make yourself comfortable. I'll be taking care of everything for the next half hour. I'll be entertaining you like some type of little puppet. Yeah. So my doctor is a woman. I think I've told you that before. She's an Indian from India. And she is very strict with me. Very, very strict. For example, when I did take the urine test, she said, well, it is too easy. So we're going to blindfold you. I said, What are you talking about? She said, yeah, urine tests are too easy. Everybody pees in a cup. We're going to blindfold you and see how well you do then, Ron. She doesn't like me, I don't think. I don't think so. She asked me during the physical exam to take off all my clothes, and yet she leaves all of her clothes on. That's weird, isn't it? Isn't that kind of like fetish? I don't know. I think she's into sadomasochism or something. I don't know. She's like, or in whips and chains. Because she'll take this hammer and she'll start like banging my knees with it to get a reaction out of me. That's some type of weird sexual ritual, isn't it? And then she tries to make me throw up by sticking a popsicle stick in my mouth. Why would you do something like that? There's not even a popsicle on it. She's weird. Then she looks in my ears. What do you think you're going to find in there? Keys? What are you doing? She says, well, you know, a buildup of wax would be a sign of some type of illness. Or maybe your ears are swelled. I said, God, you know, get out of here. People don't do that. She never checks my teeth. Just the dentist does. She doesn't do it. She's supposed to give me a full physical. I don't think she likes me. I think she says things to me to make me want to see a different doctor. I think she does that on purpose. When I have my physical, I'm sitting there, you know, in the waiting room. She comes walking in, and the first thing she says to me is, "You're still alive?" I don't think that's nice. I don't get it. She tells me that I eat too much meat. She says she's a vegetarian. I said, well, I'm not. And then she tells me that that's going to shorten my life. Why? What are you doing to me? I ask her how much all this stuff is going to cost. She says, I don't know. Well, how can you give me a physical examination, run tests on me, and when I ask how much it's going to cost, you don't know how much it's going to cost? What kind of store are you? It's like walking into Walmart. You know, you're buying a T-shirt or something. You walk up to the register and say, I'd like to buy this T-shirt. And I say, and how much is it? And they go, I don't know. Well, what am I supposed to pay you? I don't know. It's not my thing. Very, very confusing to me. It's very, very, very confusing. It's like going to a car dealership, you know. How much is this car? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just showing you the car. I don't know how much it is. Get off my back. Stop asking me all these questions. Wow. Wow. Attitude. Tude. Everybody's got a tude. I know why people are on edge. Because of the stupid president guy. He's putting everybody on edge. You don't know what he's going to do next. Trump doesn't like to read. He'd rather come up with his own stuff just based on intuition. He does things just with a feeling in his gut. I think that's more the McDonald's food that he eats more than having a feeling in your gut. That's called indigestion. You don't run a country on indigestion. That's why we're all walking around nervous. Even people that support him probably are having heartburn. Well, I like him. He's really crazy. I just hope he doesn't do stupid stuff. Well, he does. On yesterday's show, I talked about tweeting, how whoever invented tweeting should be arrested and deported, assuming they're from another country, is probably the case. You believe that that Trump was low enough on the totem pole to have an affair with a porn star while his new wife was giving birth to his baby? I don't know. I guess that's horrible. Clinton did it. Bill Clinton did it. You know, in the White House, he was blowing Monica Lewinsky, and vice versa. I mean, that was probably embarrassing to Hillary, and then she lost the presidential election. That's also embarrassing. She gets a lot of embarrassments going on, this Hillary, this email thing. I got some emails from her asking me to donate to her campaign. I don't know. Am I implied now in some type of a felony? I don't know. The difference, though, with Trump, though, is he was having things, affairs with females. Yeah, but this was like he paid hush money so that the public wouldn't find out about it. Would that have swayed enough voters to have him not be president? It's possible. He lost the popular vote. It could have gone the other way. I say it's a do-over. And it's not a question anymore. It's not a question. Tapes were heard. I heard them myself. So did you. They released them. If you didn't hear it, you don't pay attention. Michael Cohen, who was Trump's attorney and fixer, taped a conversation hearing Donald Trump's voice, saying, well, you should pay off this porn star as quickly as possible, and let's give her cash, and I don't know. But it's his voice, so there's no question. There's no question that he tried to pay off a porn star to keep this thing quiet so this wouldn't cause any riff in the upcoming election, and he would lose the election if people didn't like what he was doing. And it would come out that his wife is pregnant, and it's a new wife, And yet he's having affairs that might sway different people. I say it's a do-over. Let's do it right now. Let's do the do-over. What do you think? Is there something in the Constitution that says you do a do-over if it's proven that something was hidden from the public in order to sway the election? I don't know. It's supposed to be a felony. no person is supposed to be above the law in this country. Trump thinks he is, and some Republicans think, yeah, you can't indict a president, a sitting president. Well, then stand up. So what we're saying is, in this country, you can do all kinds of wrong stuff. But if you're president, they can't touch you. Well, what about when you're not president anymore afterwards? Can they indict you then? I don't think so, because the statute of limitations might run out. It's funny, actually. It's funny how stupid that is. Anyway, I swore I wouldn't talk politics through the entire show, and I'm not going to. Welcome to the program. Please relax. You can take your shoes off. You can take your socks off for all I care. I can't see you. You can take all your clothes off for all I care. I'm not going to get any enjoyment out of that. I can't see you. You can't see me. There's a picture of me that you can look at while I talk, but my mouth doesn't move because it's a picture. Are there videos of me doing radio? Yeah, there are. Why would you bother sitting down and watching me talk? Why would you want to do that? Unless I do something weird while I'm talking, but I don't. I don't even eat while I'm doing this. I may have a sip of water here and there, but it's unbeknownst to you. Unbeknownst, I should say. All right, enough about me. How about you? Go on, talk. Oh, nothing to say? That's odd. It's all on me, isn't it? All on me. It's the way it always is.
You are listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting. You know, sometimes people say that I only say bad things about Ron in these bumps. So it's time for me to say something good. Well, he hasn't killed anyone in a long time. You're listening to Ron Van Dam, Reformed Killer, on New England Broadcasting.
That's nice. Of course, that's not true. There is a premium version of this show where if you pay money while you're listening to this program, weird things happen. You get the program in the mail ahead of time so you can follow along. All kinds of extra premium things. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. You can put it right on your credit card. Tell them about it, girls.
Yeah. We accept Visa, MasterCard, and Discover.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Step right up.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on racks, tough kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids eat day or night. Bites dog, that's news they say. But when kids bite dogs, they yell,
hooray for hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs, kids love to fight.
I played that for my doctor, who thinks I should be a vegetarian. I think nothing bothers a vegetarian more than a hot dog. Not only is it meat, it's incredibly awful meat. See, no one knows what's in a hot dog. It's mystery stuff. You don't really care because the sodium and all the crap in it tastes really nice. But if you just, you know, it's got stuff in it. You know what I mean? It's meat crap stuffed into a real live intestine. And then you put it on a bun and you throw all kinds of crap on it. like onions and relish and mustard and ketchup and sauerkraut and chili. And then you put it in your mouth, you cross your fingers and hope you don't die. That's the experience of the hot dog. Not a bad deal, really. Whenever I go to an outing, I always have a hot dog. It's the only place I will. I'll never have them at home. But if I go to a fair, county fair or something, to a tractor pull, maybe a baseball game, I will have a hot dog because I figure this experience is so horrible. What's another horrible experience in my mouth? That sounded wrong, didn't it? That sounded really wrong. Well, coming up a little bit later in the program, I'm going to interview an expert in snoring. Do you snore? You don't even know, do you? I think you do. All my listeners snore because that's what it's, everybody snores. You don't know because you're sleeping. You have no idea. The only way you know you're snoring is if the person that sleeps with you kicks you in the ass all night or tries to turn you over like a bad pancake. You know you snore. And snoring can be very serious if you actually stop breathing during the snoring process. That's not a good thing. I don't know much about history, don't know much about geography, but I do know that when you stop breathing, it's probably not a good thing. So we're going to interview a snoring expert. I actually went to a sleep lab about 6 years ago because my girl told me that I snore, to which I argued vehemently. I don't know why I would argue about something like that. I guess it was just a matter of pride, like I am perfect. I don't make noise when I sleep, but I guess I do. So, I mean, people have allergies. I mean, you're going to snore. There's all reasons for snoring. But so she says to me, you know, you should really go see your doctor. So I went to see my vegetarian doctor, and she recommended that I go to a sleep lab. And I thought, well, what is that? Is that like a mattress salesperson at a furniture store? No. She says, you go to a lab, you sleep there overnight, they put stuff on you, and they monitor you. And they see what your sleeping problem is, because a good night's sleep has a lot to do with your health. I said, that sounds great. Did you read that out of a textbook? Because it sounded like you did. So I got some pajamas, put them in a bag, and went to the sleep lab in the middle of the night. It was like 9 o'clock at night. And I got there, and they asked me all kinds of questions, and it was quite an attractive young lady who was running this sleep test. And you know, I'm a guy. This was an attractive lady in a lab coat. And she was wearing these black rimmed glasses, and her hair was pulled back. And, you know, it's the fantasy of every man that in the middle of the night, the glasses come off, she shakes her head, the hair comes down, the lab coat comes off, she gets under the covers with you, and you don't care if you're snoring or not. Of course, that's the fantasy that goes on in the mind. It never occurs unless you're in a movie. Then it happens. On the big screen, it happens. In your life, it doesn't happen. Go to the movies all the time. There's a sex scene in every single movie. And the way that they have sex, the meeting, and it doesn't happen in real life. You know, you don't go to a cocktail lounge. You're sitting there, an attractive lady sits next to you. And you say to her, can I buy you a drink? And she says, screw the drink. Why don't you come upstairs and screw me? And you go up to a hotel room and it says this night of incredible passion. And the guy gets up in the morning and the girl is gone, but there's a note. I had a great time. This was fantastic. That doesn't happen in real life. Does it? Came close to that once, but not really. Anyway, so I take my clothes off, I put these little pajamas on, I get in the bed, she wires me up. There's like electrodes and wires coming out of me. I look like I'm Frankenstein's monster or something. And eventually, you know, how do you sleep with a beautiful girl in the next room sitting there staring at you, and you're all wired up? How do you sleep, you know? And now, why don't you just go to sleep? Yeah, I always go to sleep with wires attached to me with beautiful girls on the other side of the wall. Yeah, it happens all the time. Eventually, I do fall asleep, and she gives me the sleep test. And the next morning, she says, well, you don't have sleep apnea, but you do snore. And you're like borderline sleep. I'm borderline everything. And I mean, everything's borderline with me. Ron, you don't have diabetes, but you could someday. You don't have high blood pressure, but you kind of almost do. You don't have cholesterol problems, but you're on the borderline. I'm like on a tightrope here. I could have everything. I may not have it right now, but I'm right on the verge of it. You may not be bankrupt right now, but you probably will be pretty soon after we run all these tests on you. That's my prediction. So she tells me to get this CPAP machine. I think that's what it's called. And it's a gigantic piece of apparatus. It looks like I'm Marcel Marceau. Not Marcel Marceau, Jacques Cousteau. Big difference. Big difference. Jacques Cousteau was the undersea diver who actually put all the gear on him so he could breathe. Marcel Marceau wore no gear whatsoever because he never really had any props. He just made believe he did. And yet I confused the two of them. Good job, Ron. Nice job. So I said, how much is this contraption going to cost me and all that? And they said, all insurance will pay for it. And I said, how much is that? And they said, I don't know. There you go again. So I bring the equipment home. It's still in my closet. I never used it. What do you think? I'm crazy? You think I'm going to wear a machine to go to sleep at night? No, I don't think so. I don't. But some people have to. Some people have to. So anyway. All right. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, our guest is going to join us, and we're going to talk about snoring. So I don't think you want to miss that. I know I don't. You having a party?
Are you the sort of person who feels vicarious excitement at the prospect of a robust discount? Then you need to pay us a visit at Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values. Each and every day, our standard pricing model is an absolute affront to common retailing practices and could indeed be seen as an indication of mental instability. Consider, if you will, a 24-pack of your favorite coffee pods, if one happens to drink such a thing, a mere $2.99. Is that sensible in the least? No, I tell you, it is not. And what of this? Common t-shirts with witty sayings upon them, suitable for men, women, and children, depending upon how you've raised them, 10 for $6. This is uncanny pricing that quite simply flies in the face of all possible reason, and the only explanation for this behavior on my part is that I am not sane, frankly. Do not take my word for it. Instead, find your way here to Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values, just off the motorway and beyond the roundabout, where our everyday retailing decisions are simply unnatural.
Hey, Dr. Jonathan Greenberg, a CEO and founder of Zappa. And we're talking about something that we should be talking about more frequently, and that's about sleep. I'll admit to you right off the top, doctor, I think I snore. That's what I'm told by other people. I don't think I do, but they tell me I do. And sometimes that's not a good thing, I guess.
Well, that's you are in the majority
Oh, good.
Fortunately for smartphones now, what people are doing for their bed partners is taking a video of them and showing them in the morning. The truth. The reality.
Oh, no. All right. Now, how prevalent is this? Of course, I know I'm not the only one, but how much of a gang is surrounding me here?
It's pretty huge. You're talking about 90 million people. We're probably close to 100 million people now.
Wow.
A couple of reasons for why this is increasing. is because we're getting older. With all these baby boomers are now getting into the 60s and 70s. And as we get older, we lose muscle tone. The tongue is a muscle, the major cause of snoring. Right. So as we get older, we start to snore, which is a partial blockage of breathing. We start to get to something called sleep apnea, which impacts about 40 million people, almost half, which is where we stop breathing completely and no air gets in or out, so we don't get any oxygen to the brain. And that creates a lot of very serious health issues. Mm-hmm. So the people that complain about a bed partner snoring are actually doing their bed partner a huge favor because there are significant health risks associated with it. You know, it's just not any longer a nuisance. It's really very serious. And if you think of that 90 million people, well, that's almost a third of the population.
Yes, it is.
Including kids. So
yes,
it's a huge, huge number of people that are being impacted.
And it's not just men.
Oh, not at all. Just like we don't feel that women belch or burp or pass gas, they do, and they also snore.
Well, that's great.
But in my treatment centers, in my treatment centers, about 40% of our patients are women.
Okay, well, that makes sense too. Okay, so now we know that we're in huge company. Here's the problem. I went to a sleep lab like a long time ago, and they prescribed for me this piece of equipment that looks like I was going to go undersea deep spearfishing or something, or go into outer space. The contraption was absolutely ridiculous. And that put me off of doing anything about it, to be honest with you.
And that's exactly why we're so excited. I mean, my background was bioengineering out of Syracuse. And I grew up in New York, which, you know, we have this love-hate relationship with Boston, but we really love you guys.
And then I moved out
to Los Angeles, so now we have everybody not liking us because of the good weather, aside from the fires and earthquakes.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that really drove me was that people couldn't tolerate the CPAP machine as you were given.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew we needed a better solution. And so I invented this mouthpiece that was different than all the others in that it directly addressed the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So most people go, you know, I snore, but it's my nose. And I said, well, how come you don't snore while you're awake? Because nothing changes with your nose while you sleep.
Good point.
So, but everybody knows if they sleep on their back and they're snoring, they get elbowed to roll over on their side.
Yes.
Well, if you looked physically, anatomically, the only thing that would cause that is the tongue, which is also why a lot of people say they only snore when they drink alcohol or after a hard workout.
Uh-huh.
And that's because alcohol is a muscle relaxant and the tongue's a muscle.
Oh.
So what I did with the Zipon mouthpiece is I created this mouthpiece where instead of bringing the jaw forward like everybody else did to try and make the mouth bigger to hold the tongue, I created an elastic band, what we call like a seatbelt for the tongue, to keep it from falling back. And that's what our patents are on. And that's how we created ZPOC, which is Happy Z backwards, because we figured everybody's looking for happy Zs, both the snorer and the bed partner.
So I don't need an air machine with your situation here, right?
So if your diagnosis was only snoring,
right,
then the Zipon mouthpiece that you can get through our website,
yes,
at Zipon.com, is fantastic. But if you have sleep apnea,
that's different.
Then also good news, you just need to see a dentist.
What?
And a dentist can make you a mouthpiece. And Zipon has a professional version of mouthpieces, and there are other excellent mouthpieces that are out there. But you want to go to an excellent dentist. I created a training program called Sleep Certified, where we train dentists throughout the country on how to treat snoring and sleep apnea. And so you can go to the internet, look under sleepcertified.com, and it talks all about that. And so for those of you that have sleep apnea, for your listeners, they can go in Boston, you've got Tufts has a wonderful program. But you have a lot of dentists in the Tufts area that are very skilled mm-hmm. at using mouthpieces to treat sleep apnea instead of just a CPAP machine, which many people can't tolerate.
Wow. I mean, thanks for inventing. Could you cure cancer next? Can you? If you got some time?
Here's what's interesting. Ron,
I meant that as a joke
about it.
Yes.
Untreated sleep apnea increases your risk of cancer by a factor of 4.
Four? That's a lot.
4 times increased risk of cancer.
Okay.
And I believe that the reason for that is that your snoring impacts your REM sleep, which impacts your immune system. Hmm. And your immune system is kind of like your police force. And if you cut your police force for budgetary reasons, the different gangs in the area are going to proliferate, and that's kind of what cancer is like.
All right.
So fascinating studies. Memory loss mm-hmm. is a big thing. The World Congress on Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. the biggest takeaway a year ago was the correlation between untreated sleep apnea and Alzheimer's. So a lot of the underlying issues with both snoring and sleep apnea are very, they're the underlying issues for so many of these other diseases.
Yeah. Now, I understand that Shaquille O'Neal has jumped on board here. Why him?
Well, everybody loves Shaquille. Uh-huh. He just, when he comes into the room or on TV,
he's Mr. Fun. You know it, yes.
Yeah. And Shaquille has severe sleep apnea, and he couldn't wear that CPAP machine. So he came to me as a patient and loved what we were doing, saw the need and the reason to get it out there. And so he said, this would be fantastic to come on as ZPOW's global brand ambassador to get the message out that, number one, mm-hmm. this really is a problem you need to deal with, and number two, there are fantastic solutions that are out there. In fact, when we go into the holidays now, which we're really since Thanksgiving into already, it really hits home because we go traveling and a lot of couples sleep in separate bedrooms, but they can't do that at a hotel room.
True.
Or they go to visit family.
True.
And they're afraid to visit family because of that.
Yep.
So, we look at a commitment to try and, make that New Year's resolution and such to stop your snoring now. In fact, for the listeners with WXBR, we are, if they want to purchase the ZPOW mouthpiece, we are offering from now through the end of the weekend, if they use the promo code WXBR, they'll get $20 off the mouthpiece. So normally, we think it's pretty reasonable at $99, but now they get an additional $20 off to really celebrate the holiday season well. Use it as a stocking stuffer, but, kind of give that bed partner what they really want at night, which is a quiet night's sleep.
All right. So now the website that we go to use the promo code?
It's ZPOW.com, which is Happy Z backwards. So it's www.zypah.com.
It just happened to be Happy Z backwards. Okay.
Somehow that happened. Amazing.
All right. Hey, Dr. Jonathan Greenberg, interesting stuff. Thank you so much for your time today.
You inviting me on, I appreciate. Thank you so much.
Good.
I love talking to people of Boston. Boston's one of my favorite cities.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Nice man. I think he snores, though. I think I detected some snoring while he was talking. I'm not sure, though. I'll just stick him in a sleep lab, perhaps, doctor. Hey, at least there was no urine test involved. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time for today. This has been an experience that I'll never forget. Well, probably will actually in about 10 minutes. But other than that, it's been fun. You're just wonderful. You're so tolerant. You really are. That's one of your virtues. Perhaps your only virtue. Tolerance. I don't have that. I don't have that virtue at all. I wish you peace. Tomorrow? Cool.